Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home, and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And like I start every show out, please just check me out on Google. Just Google me, Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. And if you want to reach out to me, I will be the one answering personally. You can call me at 630-338-1160. So, today, on right before I went on air, I was speaking with a young man, actually at the radio station, and he's a millennial. And the first question I said, I had some information or things I wanted to talk about today, but I was like, you know what, I'm just going to throw this out there. So, young man came by and I said, hey, can I bother you for a second? If you were looking to buy a house, what would be the first thing you'd do?
And can I guess? I'm going to guess he would say...
It's George. I wasn't
the millennial.
No, he wasn't the millennial.
Yeah, I missed millennial by quite a ways, thankfully. What?
George was there, so you're cheating.
Well, no, yeah, but did he say, look at his credit score?
No.
Did he say, save up for a down payment?
No.
Oh, did he say he needs to look at what certain areas he can afford that are within range of work?
No.
Oh, okay. I give up.
He wanted to know if the property was on well and septic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That threw me for a loop.
Stands to reason. So, he just walked by the way.
So the first thing, well, actually, after we got off of that, I said, no, specifically, if you were looking to buy a house, you know, what would be some of the things you would think about? And he came up with some great things that I wasn't thinking about. The first thing he came up with is, what kind of property would I buy? And more specifically, he said, you know, would I buy a townhouse, a condo, a single family home? Then even more specifically, which I was kind of impressed at, is he said, you know, do I need a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath? A 4-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yeah, he's no dummy.
Yeah, he broke it down, and then he had good sense behind it all.
Yeah, he's a logical dude.
You know, he's like, you know, do I buy a, you know, 2-bedroom, 1-bath for my purposes?
Right.
Or do I look at resale values and or, you know, can I use the or utilize that extra space?
And the other thing he said was maybe renting out to a roommate to help him pay them, which is pretty smart if you're in a, you know, young guy in that position.
So it was odd that we went from if the property's on well and septic to, you know, breaking it down real thorough.
You know what, though? I can't stand well.
Yep.
So I get it. I get it.
And that was his thing. Remember, he said, well, the reason being is I ruined so many clothes on the well water that, you know, I don't want to ruin all these clothes.
Just wait till he sees how quick he's going to ruin his boots when the septic overflows.
Yeah. So that was a great, you know, that was something awesome to speak about. So we're going to go over that. There's three things I asked him. I said, okay, that, and then we'll break down that in a minute in more detail. What kind of property and what you're looking for? That's basically, there is no right or wrong answer there. Okay. The next question or the next area I asked him, I said, you know, what kind of credit score do you need to qualify? And his comeback was, don't know. Don't even know if I have a credit score because I really don't have much credit. I bought a car from my grandparents with cash. And I really don't know if I have any credit. So George kind of chimed in at that point and said, did you know? And I it's awesome. You're listening in there.
I'm sort of like a mentor to the kid too. So it's just not good for me, but
he said, and George came up with this is, do you realize that, you know, the free credit scoring systems, most of them, are not your true credit scores.
Yeah, I didn't want him to go and look it up and go, oh, I got great credit, and then not think about it again. Especially, he says he has no cards.
Yeah.
So you got to, like, get a card, buy your gas, pay it down to 20%, whatever. Like, you have to establish something before you go into mortgage.
And that's where these free systems do. Here's my steps on these. So let's elaborate on this credit section. I ask every client when I initially take an application or speak with them to go to creditscoresandmore.com. Again, I'll say it one more time, and it's plural. creditscoresandmore.com. Down, just scroll down a little ways, and there's four steps. All I ask them to do is step one. It doesn't affect their credit scores. It is no cost. Basically, it is it'll give you a credit score. It'll monitor your credit, and it'll give you a ton of advice. It's free. Doesn't ask for a credit card. Doesn't hit your credit scores. Doesn't really do anything to affect you or harm you. Use it. The reason being is, no, if you've listened to the other shows of mine or in YouTube channels, videos, it is not your real credit score, your FICO score that lenders use. However, it is a phenomenal educational tool. So, like yesterday, I had a client, or two or three clients, run this system. And then I said, you know, send me a screenshot of your credit scores. And there is a huge disparity. One came back with like a 400 credit score. Then I actually went into that system with them to dissect it a little bit. And they had about 28 collection accounts. That's tough. It took you a long time to dig that big of a hole. It's going to take you some time to get out. So the other one I did, the lady's like, I don't really know. It was kind of like the millennial I spoke with earlier. I don't really know what's there. I haven't pulled my credit in a long time. I don't really have many bills. Her credit score was in the upper tier of 700. Phenomenal. So again, it gives me a sense of, you know, where are you? If you're at the 400 level, we're going to need a lot of work. And that's where the other steps on that website come in handy. But if you're in the 700 mark, okay, now I know what we're working with and where we can go from here. So that's the credit score piece. And in the second segment, I'm going to go over some different techniques, some hacks, things you can do if you're down in those 400 credit scores or 500 credit scores, or if you're, you know, you're teetering on some different ranges in credit scores, how these few little hacks might be able to help you. The next question I asked was, well, how much money do you think you need for a down payment? So this is the biggest areas of the mortgage process, or when buying a home, are there's three things. There's your credit scores. There's your income versus your debts, and then there's the down payment, okay? So the down payment piece is there are grant programs out there to help you with your down payment. I usually steer people away from those because they're good if you have no other way, period, to come up with any money for your down payment. Here's your options of your down payment that I would highly suggest doing or asking for before you go with those grant programs. One, do you have a retirement account that you can pull from? In most cases, you can pull the money out, lend it to yourself, and then pay yourself back over time. So a lot of people have an account such as that. There might not be a ton of money in there, but there might be enough of what you need to get into a home. The next one is you might be able to ask mom and dad for a little bit of help. They might be more than happy to get you out of their house. Here's $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Get out.
You can also leverage, the choice of nursing home on this decision.
There you go.
You could say, I will get you a nice home, or I might forget to call and the spot might be lost and you'll end up,
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you can just threaten them a little bit.
So on that case, you might be able to, they might help you out there. Okay. So there's all kinds, are you renting? Would you be getting a security deposit back? Might be 2-3 months rent. That might be enough to get you the down payment into a new home. There's a lot of ways you might be able to get into a property. What is your tax refund? Instead of just blowing it on a vacation, buy a house. So those are some areas on where you can get the down payment. In his case, he said, well, you know, would a couple thousand do? It might. It depends on what kind of property you're buying, what the value is, what kind of program you're going with. Because some programs will allow 100% financing. Those are VA and USDA. And then there are grant, again, there are grant programs that get you into properties. There's a 3% down program. Where what I mean by 3% down is 3% of the purchase price. So if you're looking for a $100,000 home, 3% down means you need 3%, or in that case, $3,000 is your down payment. So that's the down payment piece. Normally, like in most cases, when somebody's buying a house, they're going to qualify. There's not a lot of USDA loans that I do in the Chicagoland area. There are a good amount of veterans out there that I help out, and that's 100% financing. That is a phenomenal program, and I'll go over that. Maybe I'll have a show on that coming up that we can discuss all the benefits, the pros and cons of VA financing. And then the next tier is if you have good credit scores, you can get away with 3% down payment. That's probably the hottest product we have, 3% down. So stay tuned. When we come back, I'm going to go over credit hacks with you, how we can maybe get your credit score up 100, 150 points. The goal is to get you to an 800 credit score within 45 to 60 days and with real world techniques, real world hacks. Again, conversely, if you've had, you know, 5 pages of collections and it took you 5 years to get into that situation, this isn't gonna work in that case. But many times we can help those with, you know, with pretty good credit and a pretty in-depth credit history, help you get to that 800 credit score. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. God bless. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And let's continue this segment on credit hacks. Okay, so what we want to discuss right now are ways to get your credit scores up. And the goal is to get you to 800, an 800 credit score. Okay, now this isn't for everybody. If you've dug holes deep, 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 it might be hard to get you out of those holes. But our goal is to try. So recently we had a gentleman on here by the name of Matthew Pillmore. He's with VIP Financial Ed, and I would highly suggest go to his YouTube channel. He has a couple hundred videos on there. You might want to look at every one of them because what he goes through is in detail in regards to real estate, cash flow, credit, all kind of things that could help you in real world situations. But one of the things that we discussed, him and I discussed recently, was there's a few hacks that you can do to jump your credit score fast. Okay, we're going to go over two primary ones right now. One is becoming or getting someone to add you to their account. It's called an authorized user. Okay, so here's the perfect world scenario for an authorized user account. All right, mom or dad, let's look at it that way. Dad has a Visa card that he's had for 10 years. It has a $10,000 high credit limit on it, but dad only really uses it for groceries. He goes to Costco on the weekends and buys groceries, then gets some gas and does a few other things. Then every month he basically pays it down, or pays a huge portion down. Okay, so he might have a couple hundred dollars left on it each month on a $10,000 line. Again, he's had it for a long time. It has a big line of credit, and he pays down quite a bit every month. So he's, you know, that's the perfect scenario. Now we're going to approach dad and say, dad, can you add me as an authorized user to your account? Dad's going to say, no. You're going to say, dad, all I want you to do is add me as an authorized user. You don't need to give me access to credit. You don't even need to give me a card. I just want to your awesome credit to be a part of my credit, to help me out to get a better credit score, thus getting better interest rates on your credit cards, getting a lower premium on your home, on your car insurance, qualifying you for a mortgage if you're looking for a mortgage. It might give you a better shot at getting that job that you're applying for. Credit is huge, and it plays in almost every role of your life. So explain to Dad, Dad, I'm not going to use the card. Dad, you don't need to even, I don't even need to know about the statements. I don't need any part of this. All I'm asking you to do is add me as an authorized user on the account. So what he'll do is he'll call that credit company. It'll be probably a 2 to 5 minute conversation to add you as an authorized user. That is the number one thing that I would ask you to do first. That doesn't cost you any money. It just costs about, well, 2 or 3 hours to explain to Dad how and why he should do it for you and explain to him, well, if you do this, I might be able to buy a house and move out. So then he'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. Okay. So that's the one of the first things I would ask you to do. Okay. The next thing is I want you to review your credit report. Okay. Now, we're not going to go on the free credit system that I want you to get for sure. I want you to go to creditscoresandmore.com. Again, it's plural, and I'll say it again, creditscoresandmore.com. If you complete step two of the four-step process, step two will give you your true credit scores from all the credit companies, all the versions, and it is the scores that lenders, credit card companies, mortgage companies, and insurance companies use. That is your true, true, true credit report and scores. I want you to order that. It might be $30, $40. It is $30 or $40 well spent. I want you to review that for accuracy, okay? 1 out of 5 people have misinformation on their credit report. So the goal here is to figure out if there is anything there that shouldn't be there, okay? The next thing is collection accounts. Collection accounts is probably the number one area of where people shoot themselves in the foot. And I get comments on YouTube every day about this. They're saying the normal comment I get is, Dan, I just applied for a loan and they're saying I have to pay off my collection and able to get approved for that loan. Be careful. Okay. What you want to do is ask them, can we pay it off at the closing? And here's why. And here's what I also want you to look at. I want you to look at the last active date of that collection account. Okay? So when you pull the credit report, it's going to say, let's say AT&T is in collection. The date of last activity was January of 2014, and you owe $568. Okay? So what the algorithms read for your scoring system is there is a collection, doesn't really care about the amount, could be a dollar, could be $10,000. It's saying it's a collection account from 2014, okay? It is over 3 years old. It probably has little to no impact on your credit score. Little to no impact. So what would happen if you go in and XYZ company says, well, you have to pay that collection off and then we can do your loan. What will happen is if you go in and pay that, the two things are going to happen. The amount's going to go to zero. But again, I said it doesn't matter the amount. Then it's going to change your last active date from January of 2014 to current, today's date. Now it's reading, you have a collection today. You could get hit 50, 60, 90 points because of that. you possibly just shot yourself in the foot. You went from qualifying to not qualifying. So if they have you pay that off and then they want to re-pull your credit, you could be done. You could have just shot yourself in the foot and you're going to continue to rent forever. So I would highly suggest, a recent comment came back just recently on one of my YouTube channels is, Dan, what should I do? I said, one of two things. One, when you're getting a mortgage, as long as the cumulative, if you add up all your collections, as long as they do not exceed $2,000, in most cases, you do not need to pay them. You don't need to do anything. Okay, that's the first thing I advise this person. How much do you owe? The second thing is, if you owe more than that, can we pay it off through the loan at the closing? Most times, you can. So it will not affect your credit scores. Okay, because if you pay it off, your scores are going to go, in this scenario that I wrote up, your credit scores are going to go down. Now, let's look at it. You had a collection account. It was $2,000. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a dollar. But it was from 2 months ago. What would I suggest you do? So we have an AT&T collection account. We'll just change one thing in this. We had an AT&T account from January of 2014 for $568. Let's change the date to January of this year. Okay? Now what do you do? Well, I would do one of two things. One, I would call them and say, if I paid you in full, would you remove this account from my credit report? It might take 1, 2, 3 calls. Finally, get up to a manager if you can and see if you can negotiate it that way. That's the first thing. If not, what I would suggest you do, because these collection companies buy this debt at pennies on the dollar, I would go back and say, you know what? I owe you $568. Can I give you $100 and we settle that account? You know, can I give you $125? Don't pay them $568. So that's what I would suggest there. So those are the two biggest areas that I see that can have a fast impact on your credit scores. Again, authorize user accounts, but make sure you get that right person. You don't want somebody that is late on the payment every month and has a $1,000 high credit limit and they owe $1,000. You want an account that's been there for a long time, 3, 4, 5 years. You want a high credit limit with a low monthly balance and it's paid on time. The next thing is collection accounts. You need to find out, you need to review your credit report for accuracy and then to get this data that I'm talking about so you know which collection accounts, if you have them, which ones you should focus on. So I hope you like this show. I know I'm kind of beating this credit thing to a pulp, but you don't realize. You will one day realize how important credit is to you. So I want to thanks out to creditscoresandmore.com for sponsoring the show. And if you would like to reach me personally, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. I will be the one answering the phone. If not, I will get back with you because it either might be on the radio or with a client. Or check me out on the web at themortgageupdate.net or check out YouTube and just YouTube and search Dan Frio or The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio and you'll find me. So I want to thank you for listening tonight. God bless and please stay tuned for tomorrow's show. Take care.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.